Did you get that?
I'm so confused.
Also, ich verstehe nur Bahnhof.
You only understand train station? It's all Greek to me.
Understanding Train Station. Living Between Cultures with Josh and Phelan.
Welcome back to a new episode, everyone. It's been a while.
Welcome back. It's weird to be at this table. I feel like you're a mile away from me right now.
That's
compared
true.
To when we're recording at your parents' house in Munich in person. It's crazy.
Yeah. But this is kind of the OG table.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Because I moved these desks. I have two of these and I moved these with me when I moved from my first old place where we started
our original
podcast.
Studio.
Yep. The funny thing is it's just as warm right now as it used to be in the original studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we were always sweating because it was like on the third floor. And
which is always a problem for me too because I sweat so much.
Yeah, I'm kind of sweating too, but it's okay. The good news is that it's kind of, today was raining, but the last few days were really pretty in Cincinnati. So yeah, I should say we're in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
We're at my place in Cincinnati. Josh is visiting right now,
mm-hmm.
Mainly for your family, not for me.
Yeah, but of course you're always on the list of the things that I do when I'm back here.
Yeah, that's
this
always
stop
great.
Right here.
A lot has happened recently. I should say we're sorry that we missed a week, one of the episodes. You can't really say we missed a week. We missed 2 weeks.
Yeah, we missed an episode.
Yeah, we missed one release. Partly because I was really busy, but also because you were traveling all over the place.
Yeah, I guess all over the place within one country.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was in Spain for 2 weeks.
But you started out in France.
Oh, true. Never mind. I guess I have been all over the place. Yeah, I was in Munich, and then I was in the north of Paris visiting a friend. And then I flew from Paris to Barcelona, and then I was in Spain for 2 weeks. So I did Barcelona, Valencia, Granada, Seville, and then Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an amazing trip.
Was that pretty difficult for you just now saying all these city names with an American
I was
accent?
Trying not to be pretentious. Like saying, I think all of them are fine except saying Seville.
Uh-huh.
Seville is the word.
Is that Sevilla?
It's Sevilla.
Ah,
yeah.
And it's Seville in English.
In English, we say Seville.
Why wouldn't you say
sounds
Sevilla?
Horrible. Sevilla. It's Sevilla, probably because that sounds stupid.
Okay.
No, but it was incredible. I mean, I did the 2 weeks all by myself and stayed in like hostels along the way, met some really cool people, got to see amazing things. So it was a really good use of time. I don't think I ever talked about it really on the podcast, but I've been kind of between jobs, hence me being able to travel so much lately.
Yeah.
So I've been off of work basically since February and traveling and trying to find a new job. So I have a job lined up now for June. So everything is stress-free. I'm able to be.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I was in Spain for 2 weeks. Now I'm here in Cincinnati for 2 weeks. And I'll be back in Munich. Then I'm going to Poland for a couple of days for a friend's birthday. And then back to reality.
So in the last like 3 months, do you know how many countries you've been to? Or how many different places?
Really? Actually not that many.
But you went to Austria.
I went skiing in Austria. Yeah. Then I was in Madeira. So that's technically...
It's Portugal.
Portugal. I mean, I had a layover in London, but I did leave the airport to go to a pub with some friends.
Count.
So that doesn't count. Then I was... Yeah, Spain. In
France. And France and the U.S.
And the U.S. Okay, I guess it is a lot.
No,
I think for me, like France, when I'm visiting friends now, it's not like as foreign, you know?
Yeah.
But place that I've been to the first time, or for the first time, I guess, was only Spain.
Okay.
So, but still, very nice, very nice.
So this was your first time really like for 2 weeks traveling by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people do this. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever will. I feel like I'm not the person for it. But what was your experience like?
I think at the beginning it was, I had like an oh shit moment. Mm-hmm. Like, what did I just get myself into? 2 weeks completely by myself. You leave the hostel and you're like, okay. What do I do now? I'm the one who has to make all of the plans. I'm the one who has to choose where to eat, like all of these things.
Yeah.
So I think at the beginning it was an adjustment period. But once I got used to it and okay with being by myself, like it was a really, really nice time. And then it was weird when like I would become friends or like I say become friends, become friendly enough with people in the hostel to like want to go out for drinks or get dinner together. And then you're having to negotiate again, okay, where do you want to go? Where do I want to go? What type of mood are you in? Like all of these things that you kind of take for granted or you're used to when you're traveling with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then after traveling by myself and making all of those decisions just according to my opinions and what I wanted to do, it was a little bit of an adjustment again. It was weird. But it was really cool. And I totally would recommend it. Like, especially in my case where I had a lot of free time, my approach has always been like, oh, I love to travel with people, so I'll wait to be able to travel with others.
Yeah.
But since I had such a large period of time and able to, like, to be able to travel, and most people were working, it's like, okay, I can't wait for other people, so I just have to go out and see the world. Yeah. And I think Spain was a good starting place for me to do something like that, since I speak the language. So cool in Seville, they had the Feria de Abril, which is like their spring fair, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be the biggest fair in Spain. And I've been saying it's kind of like the Oktoberfest of Spain, has been like my impression, because they have a whole bunch of tents and music, and people get dressed up in traditional outfits and drink. And
what
really
kind
nice
of
time.
Like traditional for that specific region?
Yes,
or what
they're
are,
called
what the
sevillanas.
Dresses? Okay,
which are like when you think of like flamenco, mm-hmm. those dresses that the women wear. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the traditional outfits, and the men just wear suits.
Okay, so that sounds really cool.
It's not necessarily like tracht, especially for the men, but they dress up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was super cool.
But it's
cool.
traditional clothing, mm-hmm. so it technically is Tracht, because that's what Tracht technically stands
exactly.
for. Yeah, that's awesome. And I think you mentioned that before in the podcast, that you might consider maybe mm-hmm. some time down the road moving to Spain. Has your opinion on that changed at all?
No, I would say it's actually gotten stronger. I don't know. I would consider it.
I mean, this was your first time actually visiting Spain,
exactly.
right?
I mean, the people were amazing. The food was great. And yeah, I totally could picture myself moving there one day.
Cool.
It's just a matter of figuring out how to do that logistically, what makes sense, and what timing makes sense, because I'm still happy in Germany right now. So
yeah, and now you have a new job.
Exactly.
So you're staying in Munich.
I'm staying in Munich. No real changes to anything. Mm-hmm. The office is even closer to my place, so really only positives.
Nice. Yeah,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to, and that's partially why we weren't able to post or publish an episode.
Well, record an episode.
Yeah, exactly. It's just been kind of crazy. I took my mic with me, but then mm-hmm. staying in hostels and like all of that, it just is, it gets too crazy. So.
And it was my fault too, because I had so much going on in April with just videos and the house. We had skylights installed in the house, and then I had a keynote speech in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I traveled to that, and there was just a lot going on. And then right now, my brother and his girlfriend from Germany are visiting, so it's just been a whole lot. Like, I mean,
super
now
crazy.
It's already May, but basically all throughout April and now the beginning of May, it's just been a lot, and it's been really difficult to organize stuff. So
I feel like this is like the summer stress that I'm used to having, but it's been going on in the spring.
Yeah.
It's weird. I think the summer is going to, I hope, fingers crossed, will be very calm and nice.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be working your new job, so you'll have definitely that structure that a job gives you. And right now, you're having the same like free time stress, quote unquote, that we always have when we're visiting our respective homes, where mm-hmm. it's always like, oh, I'm just going to be home. But at the same time, it's like every day is just completely
packed
in.
Packed with things to do, people to see, family events to go to. Yep. It's like a huge blessing to be able to come back, but it's it can be a lot. I slept 10 hours last night because this morning was like the time that I was able to sleep in, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm going through the same thing right now because, as I said, my brother and his girlfriend are here. My brother has been to Cincinnati before once. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend is in the U.S. for the very first time. I think she's out of Europe for the very first time. And so they're here for 10 days, and we just have all this stuff mm-hmm. planned every single day. We're going out of town too for like one night probably, but you know, we're going to play Top Golf. We did sightseeing, of course. Mm-hmm. We went to Kings Island, to the amusement park here.
I'm so jealous. I would have loved to go to Kings Island. I haven't been to Kings Island forever.
We had the best weather on Friday too, because it was like completely sunny but not too hot. Yeah, so we went out to the bars. That's also why my voice sounds like this a little bit. there's been a lot. We watched the Kentucky Derby yesterday, mm-hmm. which is this big horse race that people in Kentucky watch.
Do people know about that in Germany?
Barely. We were asked that yesterday, and I was like, I feel like horse people might know about it, but even among like the equestrian, like in the equestrian mm-hmm. scene, horse racing isn't quite as big in Germany.
Yeah.
It exists.
It's more
but
competition.
It's, it's more like dressage mm-hmm. and jump riding and what's the other one? The Vielfältigkeits... don't quote me on it. the where you're like outside doing outside obstacles and stuff like that. There's different disciplines.
Yeah.
But horse racing, I feel like, is not up there mm-hmm. in terms of popularity. And so I'm not quite sure if, like, if you're in the scene, you know about the Kentucky Derby,
yeah.
but your everyday person, I don't think in Germany has heard of it.
Probably
Whereas
not.
In the U.S., I feel like if you ask people all over the country what Kentucky is known for, I think a lot of people would say the Kentucky Derby. I think that's one of the things that people, a lot of people at least know
about.
Yeah,
I think Kentucky is mostly known for bourbon and Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby, maybe Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Those three things.
But the slogan of the state of Kentucky that you also get on all of the license plates is Unbridled Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, do you know what a bridle is?
Mm-mm.
It's I don't know how you say it in German, but it's the thing that goes around a horse's head. And then the bit is connected to it.
Yeah, eine Trense.
Okay.
Probably, if that's what you mean. Yeah.
But yeah, so it's part of the culture of Kentucky is to have the horses as well. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's cool that they've been able to see so much, too, though.
Yeah, and they've only been here for, like, 4 days at this point, and it already feels like it's been 2 weeks because we've done so much. Then, of course, you, like, try to go to all the different restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mexican food already.
Mm-hmm.
We still need to do Panda Express because my brother loves Panda
okay.
Express, which is fast food.
I don't think I've ever eaten Panda Express.
Really? Okay. Yeah. My brother and also Ben both love it.
Okay.
And Panda Express doesn't exist in Germany. So
yeah.
My brother was like, okay, I really need to get Panda Express. He's never had Chick-fil-A. Which is like one of the most popular
okay.
fast foods,
yeah.
so we want to do that. We're eating burgers tonight. You know, all the different things we're going to a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just so much to do. We want to get milkshakes. It's just like your typical American experience. We
yeah.
want to go to Walmart and just like have this
Target.
Shop.
They just went to Target
They
today.
Just went to Target without me when you and I
yeah.
did our street survey, which we're going to talk about here in a second. But yeah, there is so much going on. I'm having a great time. I'm glad that we could squeeze a podcast recording
yeah.
in.
Yeah, it would not be good if we were in the same city and didn't get at least one episode.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, to get to the topic
yeah.
of today's episode, as you guys already saw in the title, today is the counterpart episode of the episode that we did in Munich, like I think a month ago.
It was crazy because the weather was so different.
Yeah, it was completely cold at the time. But here too, I mean, last week, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. When you arrived here, was it already warm?
I kind of brought the warmth.
Okay,
with me.
Nice. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
That's what I'm here for.
Because Cincinnati has been unusually cold
yeah.
for the time of the year, which I feel like last year was similar. And I remember that we actually talked about it on the podcast,
yeah.
kind of like your German small talk of talking about the weather. But yeah, last year was the same thing where like it didn't really become summer weather until the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in Cincinnati, beginning of May is when the summer weather
yeah.
kind of starts. It gets warmer. It's like, you know, in your 20s in Celsius degrees,
mm-hmm.
in your 70s in
yeah.
Fahrenheit, it becomes a little bit more humid, which
mm-hmm.
is a thing in the Cincinnati area. And this time it was really cold up until last week.
Yeah.
And now it's getting
nice
a little
again.
Bit nicer, which is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, we went out onto the streets, quote unquote, of Cincinnati. We actually went to a mall because it was raining today.
Yeah, I mean, and even then that kind of gives you an example of like a Midwestern city versus a German city. Like the city centers aren't really filled with people walking around necessarily
yeah.
like they are in Europe.
I should say today is a Sunday, so people are definitely down there just hanging out, going to bars. But
yeah.
it's not like there's not like a shopping area in downtown Cincinnati, really.
So we thought the perfect place to go with the weather and also just to run into more people would be
yeah.
the mall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I feel like is so American.
Yeah. And that's what we did today. And we asked you guys on Instagram again, but we also went through the comments of the
mm-hmm.
last episode to see your guys' questions that you had for the Cincinnati people. And we picked some of them because there were a lot of questions. So we picked some of them and went through them all and asked people your questions. And basically what we're going to do now is just go through the questions ourselves, answer them from our perspectives, and then show you guys what people said at the mall.
So, without further ado, let's get in with the first question.
Yes. Okay, the first question is, what's your favorite spot in Cincinnati?
I guess I'm answering that
yes.
to start off with. I would say my favorite spot in Cincinnati, and a lot of people said this in the video,
mm-hmm.
is OTR.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a cool place to go out, lots of cool like architecture. You have a little bit more, I mean, you have a city feel
mm-hmm.
to it as opposed to the suburbs. But what I really like is the nature in Eden Park,
mm-hmm.
like up near Mount Adams in Eden Park. Mount Adams is up on one of the hills
mm-hmm.
in the city, has really beautiful views, some nice bars and restaurants up there. And then there's a park really close by called Eden Park, which
yeah.
is super peaceful, beautiful. I would say that's probably my favorite part in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
What about you?
I really suck at picking like one place. It was the same for the Munich episode.
Mm-hmm.
Cincinnati should be easier for me because I haven't lived here my whole life. It always depends. I feel like one of my favorite places is just down by the river because I love water just in general. I love watching sunsets by the water. Mm-hmm. And Cincinnati has beautiful sunsets, even though, I don't know, that's not really something that you would assume if you've never been here.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they do. It's you have more sunsets that you can actually like see in the sky than Munich, for example. And I really like sitting either on the Cincinnati side by like Smale Park.
Yeah.
They have a really nice like greenery down by the river.
They redid everything there a few years ago.
Yeah, it's really nice. And then you can see the Roebling Suspension Bridge, which is the bridge that looks very similar to the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. It was designed by the same architect, a German immigrant, Johann Roebling. And that's just always so pretty, but it's also really pretty to watch from the Kentucky side in Covington, and you can then see the whole Cincinnati skyline and the bridge and the river. That's probably one of my favorite things.
Yeah, the Kentucky side of the river definitely has the better views.
Yeah, yeah, because you see Cincinnati.
There's also DeVoe Park, depending how you want to pronounce it. It's a beautiful place. I don't know, Cincinnati and the Cincinnati area has a lot of nice parks.
That's true.
But which I think we've talked about before.
The difference is that you have to drive to most of them to get there.
Exactly.
They're not really like your corner parks. Like you have the Munich a lot where like it's just like every block kind of has a little piece of greenery. And then, of course, you have your big parks too. But here it's more like there's a lot of big parks, but you have to usually drive to them. And then you park your car inside the park and then you
which
walk around.
For me takes away from some of the appeal of it. But
yeah. But I also really love Spring Grove Cemetery, for example, which that was something that was definitely new to me, that cemeteries, so Friedhöfe, are also like a place that you can just go for fun, which I feel like, at least in Munich, it's not really something.
I'm thinking of near Josefsplatz. I forget which Friedhof that is there.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
I don't know if I do.
Exactly there, right at Josefsplatz, I used to live near there. There's a cemetery that is completely open and there are families that go on walks in there.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I feel like it's just, at least for me, I've never gone to a cemetery unless I was visiting a grave. And of course, they're very beautiful. I think German cemeteries are very beautiful. But American cemeteries are more like parks. Like a German cemetery doesn't look like your normal park usually because the way that the graves are structured is a little bit different. So you usually have your kind of alleys that you go through and every grave is like its own little section. And Spring Grove Cemetery, for example, is just like a big, beautiful park, beautiful ponds or even little lakes and fountains and all of that, and beautiful trees. And it just happens to have gravestones in it, kind of. So that was definitely something. And even like within the city, there's small little parks that are cemeteries that you can just, people just walk their dogs there. Again, of course, people do that in Germany too. I just feel like you have all these other parks in Munich, at least, that you can go to. But I wanted to mention Spring Grove because I love that place. And I love Mount Adams too. But yeah, I don't really go there to just hang out. There's cool bars there though. And OTR, definitely over the Rhine. That's a German neighborhood. That's also definitely great to go out, have food and all of that.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think I answered, like, probably the river, because water is always my favorite spot.
And now let's see what the people in the mall said.
Mine would be the zoo.
It's yours. UC for football games, I guess.
The atmosphere there is great.
Winton Woods is a good spot. Finley Market.
Finley Market.
I just like downtown. Downtown's nice. The bank is fun. A lot of bars down there. So it's a good
Red
time.
Stadium.
The Reds,
Red
yeah.
Newport on the Levee is kind of changed a little bit under new ownership, and so they have some place. They have like Shiners, which is kind of a fun little country bar, and they have new restaurants and stuff down there. So I guess I would pick that one for now.
Cool.
It's a fun place. And OTR is cool too.
Yeah.
A lot of things to do down there. So yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
I like
spots.
The banks area too.
The banks.
Right
down by the river.
Honestly, probably OTR over the Rhine.
Yeah,
with all the new restaurants and stuff.
I'm not in Cincinnati enough.
I was gonna say
fresh out of college.
OTR.
Yeah.
Makes sense. What do you guys like? Are there any like maybe your second favorite? Because we've heard OTR a lot.
Ooh yeah.
I really like Rookwood.
Just like the shopping center there, or just the area in general?
Like I feel like the area in general. It's very like chill, laid back. With like a little bit of fanciness to it.
I would agree.
So the next question is Cincinnati a southern city?
No. I don't think so. Not a lot of people think it is, but yeah. It's not.
I'm also from Cincinnati, yeah. And I would agree. I don't think it's a suburb.
No, so. I don't know. I went to school kind of north of Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and a lot of people thought I had a southern accent, and I'm like, you're out of your mind. I'm just like, no. I was born in Cincinnati, oh, okay. but I went to school like in Bowling Green, Ohio. Oh, okay. A lot of people from Cleveland mm-hmm. went to Bowling Green, and to me, they sound like they speak through their nose, like they're very yeah. nasally. And they're like, well, you have a southern accent. I'm like, no, I do not. So, no.
No.
What makes you say that?
I would say Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just kind of, I don't know, everything's slower in the South, and mm-hmm. that's not the case here.
Yeah. yeah.
You said that you both aren't originally from Cincinnati, right?
I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm from Cleveland originally. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. No.
No.
Why not?
The weather.
Yeah, the weather. And we're in the Midwest.
Yeah,
so.
We're still in the Midwest. Yeah. So I don't think it's a southern city.
Are you guys from Cincinnati originally?
No, we're from Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
I think it depends on how close you get to the border.
Okay.
Because, like,
where we're from, it's kind of...
It's a little bit of a mix, I would say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It definitely gives off some southern
If you go,
vibes.
Like, down into, like, the countryside
yeah,
of, like...
For sure.
It definitely does, but... Mm-hmm.
But generally, kind of a mix.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. So. Yeah. Like, right in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see a little bit of both.
It's bordering to it Kentucky, is. So yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
What makes you say it's southern?
I guess probably because so many Kentucky people... reside or work over here, but I hear it in the voice, the twang. I have a New York East Coast accent, but they have a twang here. There's a southern twang.
Where are you from originally?
I moved here from LA, but I was born in Philly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I know that people were kind of split on that one, and we knew that because that's a question that people are generally split on. It's kind of also difficult, especially for a German audience. What does that mean, a southern city? Southern, of course, means like the southern states, Südstaaten,
mm-hmm.
Which like have their own kind of vibes. Yeah. I'm not really in the position to judge that.
Yeah,
I probably would have argued no, because I've always heard from people that Cincinnati isn't really a typical southern city.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, I would say Cincinnati is definitely not a southern city. But I think you get influences a little bit mm-hmm. from the South just because it is right on the border, basically.
Yeah, and that's because, the crazy part. Yeah, Kentucky kind of like, to depending on how you, of course, classify it, but mm-hmm. historically and just if you go by states, you could kind of say that Cincinnati is right at the border between the North and
yes,
the South.
Exactly. It also gets a little trickier because a lot of Kentucky doesn't recognize Northern Kentucky as real Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
So... It's kind of a gray area, we'll mm-hmm. say. But I think you would be hard-pressed to find true Cincinnatians who would say that Cincinnati is southern.
Yeah.
It's not.
But it's probably more southern than a very far north
yeah,
city than
definitely.
Boston or than Cleveland within Ohio.
And I think one of the ladies that we interviewed, and you'll hear this in a second, said something about the twang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That if you go up to, like, the real north, like... Northern Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, they all have very distinct accents that are distinctly North. And I mm-hmm. think in the Cincinnati area, we speak quite neutrally and you'll get a little bit of a twang every once in a while.
Yeah.
So for that reason, I think that could be where that question comes from mm-hmm. is also based off of the way that we speak.
Mm-hmm. One more piece of information that I would just maybe like to share for everyone who's not familiar with like the Civil War and everything mm-hmm. wasn't, I don't know if I'm 100% right on this, but wasn't like the Ohio River that goes through Cincinnati literally the border between like slavery and no slavery, like
yeah.
between the Union and
mm-hmm.
the South, so the Confederacy?
This is going back to knowledge that I haven't had, or like, stuff that I haven't talked about since school, so
yeah.
forgive me if I'm wrong here. This is just completely my current understanding. But I'm pretty sure that Kentucky was neutral during the Civil War, but it was still a slave state.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just remember hearing with the Underground Railroad
exactly,
and everything.
Exactly, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was for those of you who don't know what the Underground Railroad is, it was basically a connection or group of abolitionists or people who would help runaway slaves on their way to the North and to freedom. So it was a network of houses along the way, and those were called the stations. And then you had conductors, the most famous of which is Harriet Tubman, who would help get slaves get from one house to another all the way up into the North. And Cincinnati was like the end of the national or the Underground Railroad, because mm-hmm. once they crossed the river from Kentucky into Ohio, they were in this in the Free States.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the next question was, how much do you think you need to earn to live comfortably in Cincinnati? Which, of course, always depends on how people interpret that.
Yeah, it's a hard way to ask a question, but that was one of the questions that you guys asked. So,
and I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty big difference between Germany and the U.S. in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me to say now, too, because I don't live in Cincinnati. Yeah. And I think with inflation, a lot of stuff, prices have gone up.
Yeah.
It's so hard to answer this question. There's so many facets because I'm thinking when I was a student, I had debt.
Yeah.
So there are lots of factors that go into it. But I think if you are earning, I don't know, 60K plus, I mean, you're not going to probably be able to purchase a nice home. Maybe, I don't know. But I think you can live a comfortable life,
yeah.
Afford a decent apartment, go out with your friends when you want to, and still have a little bit money on the side.
Yeah.
I'd say that right around 60 is where I would put my line of comfortable.
It really depends on how you, of course, mm-hmm. interpret that. Like, is comfortable going out to eat all the time? Is it the American lifestyle that a lot of people here live where, like, yeah, you do go out to eat a lot, you do get takeout a lot, you go to the bars on the weekends, which mm-hmm. going out to the bars is not necessarily the cheapest mm-mm. activity to do. Maybe you go buy football tickets that are like a couple hundred dollars. That really depends. I can say that when I did my master's, and I was obviously a student and I lived with roommates, I made $15,000 a year for that year, mm-hmm. and I was completely fine with that. And
true,
that,
now that,
that seems like very little money now, but I think it was coming from that like student mindset and maybe also my German lifestyle, so I didn't go out to eat like all the time, and if I did, I would, you know, I wouldn't get a drink, I would just get the free water.
Yeah.
So
no, I think if you are frugal and like have roommates, you can live quite comfortably for not a ton. But if you're thinking of living on your own and like not being particularly conscious about your money, I think
I agree with you too. I just wanted to throw that in there that it's so weird because I feel like I was totally fine with my 15K.
Yeah.
And now of course I make more money and I bought a house and everything, and I would agree with you, like I feel like 50, 60K mm-hmm. is probably where I would, but that's also with the American lifestyle in mind, where I feel like people do also like to spend a lot mm-hmm. of money. And it's definitely just a question that depends on who you ask.
Exactly.
There is no correct answer on this.
Exactly.
But I agree with you, probably 50, 60K. Let's see what people said.
80K?
I'd say between 50 and 80, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To live comfortably. I would say maybe 40,000, 45,000.
For probably, a single person.
Yeah, for a single person.
Yeah, I'd say
I would
about
say.
50 to 60, probably.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted a nicer place and just wanted some money to mm-hmm. have extra after the bills, it's mm-hmm. probably, yeah, I'd probably say right around there.
I would say somewhere between maybe comfortably.
Yeah.
Comfortably.
Yeah.
Maybe 80 to 100,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say like 60K, 50K.
50. You could do 40K.
A single person, 40K probably,
Yeah. But you would kind of have to, like with 40K, would you kind of have to cut back a little bit, you feel like?
Yeah.
You would have to make cutbacks.
You can make it work, though.
But it would definitely, it would be tight, but you could do it.
Yeah. Okay. And more at 60K.
That's when you're like comfortable.
Yeah, more comfortable.
Like, if you're a single person, for sure.
You got to eat more.
Oh, it just went up a lot.
Well, it just went up.
The property value, at least I know where we live, just went up a ton.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to live comfortably.
Yeah.
80,000 or more.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd say even probably more.
95.
If you're running like in the city, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. In the city, you have to make a turn. Yeah. But I guess more suburbs where we are, it's probably close, like, just under six figures.
Yeah.
Probably like 60, 70.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For just like a single person.
For like a one bedroom apartment, I feel
as
like.
As long as you're not doing anything like grand and luxurious.
Yeah.
Just living. Yeah.
So the next question is, how much do you pay for rent/mortgage?
Well, you don't really currently live in Cincinnati.
It's a hard one for me to answer. I mean, you guys, I think I talked about it in the last episode that I paid like $670 in Munich.
Yep.
But that's not in Cincinnati.
Do you remember your last rent that you paid in Cincinnati? As a student, obviously, so.
And it's kind of hard for me. To be honest, I don't really remember.
Yeah.
I think it was right around the same as what I pay in Munich, though.
Okay.
But I had a roommate, and it wasn't the nicest apartment. I got the job
But it
done.
Wasn't. Can we say where it was?
Yeah, it wasn't in the city, like, in the city.
But it was in over, oh wait, in Hyde Park. Uh-huh. Oh, I was thinking you're over the Ryan Park in Hyde Park, which is like kind of a nicer neighborhood.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's a really nice neighborhood. The apartment itself was just kind of middle of the road.
Yeah.
Before that, I lived downtown or in OTR. Mm-hmm. I think I paid a little bit more, but I had a really big room.
Yeah, that was a really nice
and it was a really nice location.
And over the Rhine is definitely like an up-and-coming, like gentrified area.
Yeah, if I were to move back to Cincinnati, I would want to live in a place like that again. Yeah. That was a little bit more, I think maybe like $750.
Yeah.
And when I was a student, I lived in a house.
You had a lot of roommates.
Yeah, there were six of us, six guys. No, were there six or seven? Six or seven.
And
and I paid like $240 a month.
That was nothing. A really good deal too.
So that's what I'm saying is if you can find a good place with roommates, you can live really affordably in Cincinnati. But
if you try.
I also think that those times might be gone.
That's true. But I think it might not be that cheap anymore. I think the cheapest I paid, because I've lived in different places in the student and the university area. My last rent was, I want to say it was $400 per room, but I actually ended up renting out two rooms, one for my bedroom and then one for my office. So then I paid double of that, $800. But it was $400 per room, and there was five bedrooms. So at first I had four roommates, and then I took two of the rooms, so then I only had three roommates. Before that, I think I was, anywhere between like $450, $550 for a room in a house with roommates. So like, most of the times when I moved into a new place in Cincinnati, it was always like a house, like a freestanding house that we would say in German or in Germany. And that is usually cheaper than living in an apartment complex, especially in the student area and the university area. The apartment complexes are often very, very nice. Like they have like a gym and a pool. And then you pay a lot more than you can pay like $900 for like a one bedroom flat apartment. Yeah. But that's because you get all the amenities. So if you just settle for a 100-year-old house where you have a few roommates and maybe the house is in perfect condition, but it's still doable, then you can definitely do like $400 to $500 a month.
Yeah. Let's see what everyone else pays.
Well, my rent, I have a home, so we're at $1,500.
Okay.
Mine's $950.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that a rent or a mortgage?
This is a mortgage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for how many square feet?
It's a ranch style house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ranch style.
Yeah, ours is a cottage style home, you know, with a slanted roof. It's almost 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
1,400 is our mortgage.
That's a mortgage.
Yeah.
And for how many square feet?
About 1,400.
Okay. Easy numbers to remember.
Yeah.
So I'm a freshman in college.
I live with my parents.
I was going to say we're college students. Okay,
so. I'm living in a house in Cincinnati next year, and for students to rent, I'm living with, I think, nine girls, and I'm still paying about $450 to $500 a month. So
I live in a small town up north, so like it's a way less for me.
I pay a little over $2,000 for mortgage.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just moved, so but when we were in Cincinnati, we had been there 22 years, so we were paying like $1,500 for like a 2,600 square foot home.
And how big is the place that you
ours is 2,600, but it could be 4,000 if you finished all of it out. Okay. So,
but hers is a lot newer than ours.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We had our mortgage a lot longer, and prices were a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Yeah.
25 years ago.
Right. We've only been in our house 7.5 years, about. So it's it's newer. Mm-hmm. So definitely.
Okay. Next up, we asked people, how German do you think Cincinnati feels? / how much do you know about Cincinnati's German heritage?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this a lot on the podcast, I feel like. So you kind of get what our opinions are about it. So let's just go ahead and jump in and listen to what the people in the mall had to say.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah.
What makes you say that?
I just think the food that you can find in the city. And I think a lot of the architecture sort of has, depending on what part of town you're in, has sort of a German feel to it. And I know there is a lot of a big German heritage here. My family is from Germany, half of my family. So, so I think you will meet a lot of people who are German in background. And I think so, for sure.
Do you have anything that you would add to that?
No, I agree. I mean, my parents were German. I'm full German. I think it's Yeah. The heritage is probably more of a German heritage.
Yeah. Like full-on German, as in they actually spoke German still? Or?
My grandparents did. Now, her father
My dad was from Germany.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What part?
He was from Fechter. It's near Oldenburg.
Okay, up north. Okay.
It's kind of like, it was sort of the northeastern part of what was West Germany when they were divided. So,
yeah. You've been there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been to Oldenburg.
Oh, have you?
So, yeah, I haven't been to the... Okay. You say Fechter, I think.
Yeah, Fechter. Yeah.
A German city? Yeah. I would not say that.
Are you aware of the German heritage that the city has?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're like, there's like a statue or something, I think, downtown. I don't really know much about it. Okay. But
it's not like, I wouldn't say it's like advertised like that or like it gives off that like feeling, but I know there's like obviously German history around here, but I wouldn't say it's like a prominent feature of the city.
Yes.
What makes you
I don't know about that.
Because, well...
Well, because
there's a lot of historic areas, especially going towards Covington, that's seem to be a very high populated German city. Some of the foods, I would call it a German city. There's like, a big population, or used to be. There's a big German history in Cincinnati.
I just think it's more mixed, you know. It is. Like, if you go in Bond Hill, Roseland area, is more Jewish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just mixed here. It's not... Absolutely. It depends on what area you're going to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I would say, yeah. I mean, isn't the Rhine River in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Over the Rhine? Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, we do the big Oktoberfest thing right by the river. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of, like... There's one... It's not in Cincinnati. It's technically in Northern Kentucky, Newport. But, like, there's, a really big German restaurant in a... Laking
Opera House?
That's the one. And I know that's really big. But yeah, I was gonna say Oktoberfest, especially being at UC, it's a huge thing in Cincinnati. Yeah. And everyone dresses people dress up for it. Uh-huh. And like it's not like just people going down to drink, it's like they really like
go all out for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the next question is, if one part of Cincinnati culture could be exported to the rest of the world, what should it be?
This one was funny. I don't know what my answer is, honestly, but this one was just really funny because a lot of people, of course, said this one thing. I'm not going to even take it away, but there were, I think people agreed on what it should
I would
be.
Agree with that as well.
Okay, well, then let's go ahead and say
it. Yeah, Skyline. It's the Cincinnati-style chili, which I think someone in the that we talked to explained it quite well, so I won't get into it too much. But
one person also, I think, said Gold Star.
Yeah, Gold Star. Yeah, the, sorry,
like,
I say Skyline.
Rival. Yeah, just Cincinnati-style
chili. Which... is gewöhnungsbedürftig if you're not from here. It's an acquired taste. But if you grew up in Cincinnati, you love it.
Yeah.
Most people, I would say.
And a lot of people who move to the Cincinnati area find it pretty weird. And a lot of them also never really get used to it or start loving it.
And another lady, I think, said Grater's ice cream, which I would agree with.
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's a local ice cream shop
that's
been around for a very long time and really quality ice cream.
So your answer would be Skyline Chili. My answer, I said I don't really know, but I feel like if anything, the like laid back mentality of people, which of course isn't super specific to Cincinnati. Other places in the U.S. have that too, especially in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of what I would export if I could. Just like and friendliness. People are friendly in Cincinnati. Someone also said that, and I was like, yeah, that is true. I agree with that. And if, again, you can find that in other places of the U.S. as well. It's not super, super specific, but that's probably my answer.
Yep.
The chili. I never heard of anything like that. I had a hard time wrapping my head around it's chili here, liquidy, and putting it on spaghetti. I had a hard time wrapping my head around that. So I would say a huge staple for Cincinnati is going to be the chili.
But now you like the chili?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite in terms of which restaurants?
Gold Star.
Better than Skyline to me.
Yeah, Gold Star.
Yeah.
Skyline
chili.
You guys are the first ones to say. Okay. So I think there's a consensus there.
Probably Skyline.
Yeah, that's like the only thing I would say. There's nothing really unique about Cincinnati, I'd say, like in that sense, but that's like the only thing that people really think of if they would say Cincinnati.
And you're a Skyline fan, both of you?
Yeah, I like Skyline. Okay.
Skyline's pretty good.
You guys get Skyline up in Columbus?
Yeah,
there's a couple, yeah.
I never get it though in Columbus, I only get it down here.
I would say Skyline chili. Or Grater's. Grater's is
yeah.
Just, yeah.
Can you explain what Grater's is?
It's like a homemade brand of ice cream, and they've been around since like, I don't know, the mid 1800s or something. And it's to die for. Yeah. It's so good. And you can ship freighters. Yeah. They'll ship it on dry ice. So yeah, but yeah.
And then, I think the people. Mm-hmm. I think the people are friendly here.
Yeah.
I think so too. I've gone
to different places, and it's not always like that.
Yeah, that is true, because I completely agree with that. And I work with people who are not from this area, and they always felt that everyone was very friendly. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, because I remember just traveling to different cities for work. I remember I was like in New York City, and I was just trying to find directions to this place, and nobody could even like stop. I'm like, hello. And I ask you just one question there.
I'm from mid Ohio, but my husband's from Wisconsin, so we're both implants. You fit in. Everybody's like I said, very friendly.
Yeah, very friendly.
I don't know. I feel like the fan bases like in Cincinnati are pretty like they're pretty gung ho with like baseball and football and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just necessarily culture, but I think they've done a good job of kind of taking the money that they have for the city, like governor or whoever, and kind of making the city safer. Mm-hmm. I think OTR is a great example of that.
Yeah.
And I think like that's something we do really well. I mean, I don't live down in Cincinnati, so I don't know if it's a struggle for people down there.
Yeah.
But I think like you can tell that we do care about like making the city better, making it somewhere that people want to live. And I think that'd be something that would be good to out to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm.
And the next question was, and this one was interesting, mm-hmm. have you ever taken public transportation in Cincinnati?
I have. I'd say the first 20 years of my life, never. Or very, very rarely. I've never been on a bus with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there's any other occasion. I really don't think so.
I mean, we should say Cincinnati doesn't have a lot of public transportation.
It doesn't.
There really is just a bus system, mm-hmm. which also isn't the best. It's not the best connected.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a streetcar now, which is pretty recent. I mean, back in the day, like in the 19th
there
century.
There used to be very well. Like there used to be inclines up to the various hills.
Yeah, and streetcars all over the place. So streetcars are Straßenbahnen. But yeah, then cars came and took over the American transportation system.
But once I moved to like UC and closer into the city, I used to take them more often.
Yeah.
Quite often, actually, there for a while. Because if I wanted to go downtown from where the university was, there was a good bus connection, so mm-hmm. I would do that. Like, I remember going to Oktoberfest once on the by taking the bus. Yeah. So I would do it quite often, actually.
Yeah, I definitely did it above average because when mm-hmm. I first moved to Cincinnati, I didn't have a car, which is like a big problem. And so mm-hmm. either I had my friends pick me up and drive me around or I would take the bus. And the same thing is true. I lived in the university area and there's this one bus line 17 mm-hmm. that connects the university area, goes through over the Rhine and then goes downtown, which is like literally all the places you kind of need to go usually.
Yeah.
And it actually even drove right by my house. So for the first, I don't know, 2 or 3 years of being in the U.S., I took the bus like all the time.
Yeah.
And people would always warn me and be like, oh, don't take the bus after 8 p.m. It gets all sketchy and dangerous. And I still did it. And of course, it was definitely a little bit, different than taking public transportation in Germany.
Yeah.
In terms of who, like the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also just normal people. A lot of people, I think Americans or Cincinnatians seem to believe that it's just like homeless people
or
people
which is
who are
not
completely poor and can't afford having a car. But, you know, there was also someone like me, a German that just moved to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
There were young professionals. And it was cheap, too. A lot of people, I think, mm-hmm. just didn't realize how practical and cheap of a means of transportation it is.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how it is now, but at the time it was like
$1.75, I think.
$1.75, yeah. So just under $2 for one ride. And yeah, as I said, you could get just downtown. If you had taken an Uber, that would have been more to like closer to $10.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty good.
Yeah, I know my grandma used to live in Marymount, which is further east in Cincinnati, mm-hmm. and she worked downtown and she used to take the bus every day.
I know that back in the day, people used to do it much, much more.
Yeah, but not even like that far back in the mm-hmm. day.
Okay.
Like I remember in my childhood, she was still working at a bank downtown and she would take the bus.
Yeah. That's cool. But I definitely also know like people who are maybe in their 40s, 50s who always say that as a child, they would just take the bus as a kid just to get around without their parents.
Yeah, my mom used to take the bus too.
I don't know when that changed in Cincinnati culture or American culture, because I feel like that's a phenomenon all over the country. Mm-hmm. But then I guess, yeah, cars took over and a lot of people seem to just equate public transportation with danger and crime.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyways, I've never felt unsafe on a bus. But
let's
yes.
see what people at the mall said, because that was a question that I was very curious about. Yes.
Taking the streetcar.
Rarely, but yes.
The streetcar? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Like a bus? Have you ever taken a bus?
Like once.
Okay. I have not.
I don't love it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a big difference between Europe and
Yeah.
We take the trains all the time when we're in Europe. Yeah. So it's much easier.
I think it's hard for a lot of people to believe that, like, Americans, at least in the Midwest, like, never take public transportation.
Yeah. No, once, yeah, would be the streetcar, like, once or twice, I think we've taken it.
No.
Pretty clear answer.
I know it's popular in Europe, but, we don't really, that's not really a thing here. Bigger city, maybe, like, New York, I'd take the subway or, like, something like that, but not here.
Have you ever taken?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've taken the bus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it something you do on the regular, or is it kind of more
definitely
of a...
Definitely not.
When I'm down there, but even then, I think it's a pretty walkable city, especially during the day.
Oh, yeah. During the day, I feel like you can walk pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. For real. Yeah.
Have you guys... You go to UC, I assume?
I go to UC.
You go to UC.
I do not. I go to a beauty school.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because I just was going to say, have you ever taken advantage of Night Ride?
I have once. And... Okay. It works pretty well. It's just you have to go through a lot of stops all over campus before getting where you need to go, and it doesn't always put you right where you need to be. You'll still have to walk a little bit. But, I mean, if you're a UC student, it's free transportation, especially with how dangerous Clifton can sometimes be. It works pretty well.
Okay, cool.
And the next question is, what does a typical weekend / evening after work look like?
We usually go out with our friends,
to the bar.
Depending on where
usually,
we're
on campus.
Okay.
So yeah.
You're students?
Yeah, we're students.
At UC?
Yeah, UC.
So you just go out in Clifton?
Yeah, go to our friends' apartments or houses and stuff.
Yeah. Or go to the Reds games or the Bengals or whatever, so any sporting events, but it just depends.
It's going to be down over the Rhine.
Okay.
It's a big, relatively new area that they have built up. That's the Washington Park, that area.
That's a place to be.
Downtown. Yeah. Absolutely.
Smale Park.
By the river.
Yes. Yeah. Place to be after work.
Yes.
Oh man, that kind of depends on how that work day went.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you say?
Like, usually wine on the couch or a football game if you season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it usually.
But chill evening at home.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
The next question is interesting for... We can't really answer it. What do you think of when you think of Germany? Well, I feel like we're not really the right people to answer that, obviously, a lot. But let's see what the people in the mall said.
To me, I sort of think of, like, Bavaria, like that sort of style of housing and pretzels and beer and fun and just, you know, good times.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
Yeah. So, I think of my family, my grandparents and how they grew up and the beer and
the beer.
Yeah. I think I would feel at home there just because I feel like it's how I was raised.
Yeah, me too, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Beer, pretzels, sauerkraut.
Have you been to Germany?
We have not, no.
Okay. We were supposed to go, but COVID canceled our trip, so we have not yet. Yeah.
But beer, Oktoberfest, pretzels.
Yep.
Yeah.
Probably bratwurst.
Yeah.
Beer,
okay. Yeah.
Else?
No, obviously, like...
The Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The historical, like, ramifications of everything with Germany, but obviously, like, soccer's huge there and, like, the sports scene and just the culture. I know the people are pretty nice.
The culture's really different. The people act different there. They're, like, more standoffish, I've heard.
My friend comes to mind because she's from Germany
and
lived there for a couple of years. Yeah. But
So your friend?
Like I did
like
with her.
Like a personal
connection? Yeah.
What do you think of? What comes to mind?
I work in a German bakery, so I think of like that.
I'm like the pretzels. Think of pastries.
You think I'm going to make
Cerati's? Yeah. Literally. Yeah, I was going to say, like, that's like what I know. But I also just kind of think, like, I know you, like Cincinnati is like a big German community, so I also kind of just associate it with that. So I want to see here.
My pap speaks German, and he like talks about Germany a lot. And he just says it's like really like welcoming. Like, feels.
This is your grandfather? Is he German or?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Cool.
Like from Germany? Or just
I don't think so. I think he might be second generation.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting how most people talked about beer, pretzels. I'm surprised no one mentioned beer cheese, to be honest. Yeah.
Nobody also said Gouda or anything like that, which is this local Cincinnati food that came from German immigrants. And a lot of people do think that that's German food.
And I'm also surprised that people didn't bring up World War II, to be honest.
Well, maybe
they were being nice since they knew that you were German.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Like, maybe they didn't want to. But honestly, I wasn't too surprised about that because I feel like when people think of Germany as the country, maybe if we had said, what do you think of Germans in terms of people, I feel like, I don't know if I'm right about this, but I feel like that sometimes brings up more associations with Nazis and all of that kind of stuff. But in terms of the country, I wasn't surprised that, you know, just the stereotypical beer Oktoberfest, pretzels came up, just Bavarian specific culture, which of course doesn't represent all of Germany, but it is what a lot of Americans know and the rest of the world knows of Germany. I know that one person said soccer. I would have expected also people to bring up cars, but nobody said cars at all.
I thought it was cool though, and it kind of shows you the German influence in the area, that multiple people talked about their German ancestry or German German heritage.
And like pretty recent German heritage too, which I mean, I think definitely represented what our experience is, because I don't know exactly the percentage right now off the top of my head, but I know it's, I think, more than half of people in Cincinnati have German heritage in some way. And a lot, for a lot of people, it's pretty recent too, where it's like it's their grandparents who literally spoke German when they grew up. They have German last name. Some people even know exactly which town that their family was from. And then, of course, there's other people where it's like it's been a few generations. And
like in my case.
Yeah. You just know like the general area. Nobody really spoke German in your family anymore. No. But yeah, that was definitely, I think, good to show that for the street survey. I'm glad we found a few of those people.
Yeah. And I think this last question is kind of two in one, the way that we asked it. If you didn't live in Cincinnati, where would you want to live? And then have you considered living abroad?
I'm not sure. We're about to do a clinical in Colorado next week. So I think that might be kind of fun. We'll see how that goes.
Have you ever considered moving abroad?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, maybe not a little more difficult for us because we're getting like our doctorate, so we can't really, with the licensures and stuff, it's a little bit more difficult for us
to do that.
It's hard to switch like practicing, but definitely visiting,
Which countries would you maybe consider moving to if you could?
Italy for me, or
Moving to maybe like England or France. I think like studying abroad would be better. I don't know if I could like
permanently
move. Yeah.
I got you. In the States, I'd probably want to live in like South Carolina or Florida, but
southern area.
If it was international,
we'd be in Croatia
probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, now I want to know why the South and why Croatia.
The South because I like warm weather and the beach. Croatia, the same.
We fell in love with it when we visited two years ago.
It's beautiful and everyone's really nice.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah. Where in Croatia were you guys?
We were in Split, Var, Dubrovnik, Zadar.
Okay, so you've gotten to see a lot of it.
Yeah.
I love Croatia too.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I'd like to live in Texas. That's why
I'd like to live further south, maybe like the Carolinas or like Colorado or somewhere. Yeah, somewhere different geography.
Ohio's kind of vanilla, so I'd like something a little different, but for sure.
Have you ever considered living abroad?
Yeah, I definitely have, for sure. I've gone on like study abroad trips and I've always thought it'd be really cool to go somewhere else. And I don't think like here's like the end point for me. I could definitely go somewhere else.
Where would you live if you could just pick a country?
I don't know. My family's originally from Canada, so I do like Canada's pretty cool. I went to the Middle East, so I was in Dubai. I love Dubai. I would definitely live there. Even in Europe, I think Europe's really cool and the people are super nice. And most of the time, I think it'd be a good idea. He went to Europe.
Yeah, I've been to Europe, but I'd probably like to live in like Ireland or something like that. Yeah. Somewhere that's not like super central to Europe, but kind of isolated.
San Diego, but it's too expensive.
Okay.
It's a great place. I would pick San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just moved to Florida. So Florida.
Okay.
So she's Florida. Yeah.
Where in Florida?
Venice.
Okay.
Yeah. Very nice.
On the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, for us, I feel like that's been answered.
We've talked about this before.
If I didn't live in Cincinnati, I would live in Munich. Because if I didn't live here, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll ever at some point live somewhere else. But mm-hmm. I feel like right now, if I didn't live here, of course, I could move somewhere else in the U.S. But I think I've explained in the past why I don't really feel like doing that right now. But if I didn't live here, I would live in Munich close to my friends and family.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, in my case, if I didn't live in Munich,
I
was going to say, if I were to move back to the U.S., it would probably be Chicago because it's close enough to Cincinnati that I can come often. But I don't see myself moving to the U.S. anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, like I said at the beginning of the episode, probably Spain.
Yeah. I would. There's definitely a lot of places where I would like to live. I love California, for example. I also really like South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always the question in terms of weather. Like, do you just like the city? Do you like the politics? Do you like the prices? Because, like, in California, like, that's my biggest argument why I probably wouldn't do that right now is just the expenses. Everything is very expensive there. But yeah, realistically, it would be Munich. One more question that we did ask just a couple people was the vacation days versus salary question.
Yes. Uh-huh.
We kind of like brought that up halfway through the survey because we realized that we asked that on the streets of Munich. And so I think we asked like maybe two or three people if they would choose a higher salary and fewer vacation days or more vacation days and a lower salary. So here's what people said about that.
I'd probably take the higher salary.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. Because then you can, like, when you do eventually get to go on vacation, you can spend more and, like, you're able to do more things.
Yeah.
I know. I'm working full-time at a summer camp this summer. And I know he said, like, 2 weeks off is tops. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, it's kind of hard, especially being a college student. Like, my family wants to do a vacation. And, like, I know, like, people are like, oh, can you hang out? Can you do things? And it's just, like, I would appreciate it, but at the same time, not making, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of like a bummer knowing how much you're making compared to how much work you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say, being in UC, like, co-ops and internships are a big thing. So I have interviewed for a few jobs. And most of them do give vacation days, but again, it's only like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I will say, whatever you don't use usually in that year, and I've seen this with my parents, they tend to carry over to the next year, which is pretty nice. But like asking a young adult to not take any vacation days is, I feel like, unreasonable. Especially like you're making your own money, you are out of college, you're out of school, like you probably want to go out and explore the world and do things for yourself. So asking for no vacation days is
With all of that in mind, if you had a choice between getting more money at your job or more vacation days, what would you prefer?
I think coming out of college, I would say more money, just because I have loans.
I think that tuition, though.
I think if I was an adult answering this, I would probably say more vacation days.
I thought it was super interesting that the student, the young woman, brought up the fact that about student loans. And I think that makes a lot of sense, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Because I was I expected more Americans to say they would want more vacation days.
I honestly didn't. I feel like everyone always thinks that the system that they live in is pretty good the way it is.
Yeah, because they don't know it any differently.
Yeah.
But she brought up a good point, and I would agree with that. Like, if I were at the beginning of my career again and still had my student loans, I think I would prioritize money and being able to pay that back quicker.
Yeah.
Than the vacation days.
Yeah, of course, from a German perspective, that's crazy to even just imagine. Like, we talked about it about a year ago in an episode where we talked about debt and money and finances and all of that. And I think we talked about how a lot of students come out of college with a bachelor's degree only and have like 100K in debt.
Yeah.
Or something around that. I mean, some people have, depending on which university you went to, some people have less, some people have more. But it's not uncommon to meet people who have 100K. Of debt, and then you have to pay that off first.
It's crazy.
So yeah, you definitely need your higher salaries, which are more common in the U.S. So just in general, the good thing is it's easier, and also with a college degree, depending on what field you were in, of course, if you're like in humanities or something like that, it's not quite as easy. But in terms of like business or engineering, the starting salary, is that the Einstiegsgehalt? Mm-hmm. What's the word?
Starting salary.
Is definitely higher in the US than in Germany.
Definitely.
Like for an engineer, for example, or if you have like a BWL studium or something like that.
Yeah, if you studied business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's it as far as the questions are concerned.
Well, I wanted to talk about briefly what our experience was interviewing people.
Yes.
Because we talked about it last time that we expected it to be much, much easier in Cincinnati in terms of finding people who are willing to talk to us, who are willing to be recorded, et cetera.
Yeah.
Which it was. I definitely felt like people were taking their time to just talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really feel like they were in a rush quite as much. So it was easier to find people who were willing to talk to us. We didn't have as big of a turnaway rate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But not as many people agreed to be filmed, which we didn't expect.
No, that surprised me at the beginning a bit, but then I thought about it more. And I don't know if this was the reason, but we've talked about how people in the US, when they go out, they are okay with looking a little bit more like they're in their pajamas.
Yeah.
Like, so
they're
like
wet hair, gym
clothes. Yeah, just like not necessarily put together, but.
Not as put together as many people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't look like they're about to go to a nice restaurant.
They're not physically necessarily ready for an interview.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, I would say that's probably the main reason why a lot of people didn't want to speak. Mm-hmm. As opposed to in Germany, it's more about like, oh, I don't want my picture out there.
Yeah. Well, all of them were willing to be recorded, like have their voice recorded.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
But yeah, the thing with being recorded on video was like the problem.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I didn't expect that.
Me either. But it does make sense. Like it's a Sunday today, so I think we should say that, you know, it's the weekend. People didn't come from work or were headed to work or somewhere business related. So it was just like one of those days where in the U.S., a lot of people just put on their slippers, literally leave the house the way that they would chill at home. They don't really get changed to go to the mall, which is something that I really appreciate about the culture here, because I always feel like in Munich I have to dress up a little bit more myself and I feel like I get judged a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And in the US, I like that nobody really cares and then I don't have to worry either.
Yeah. I really enjoyed these two episodes with like this mini series of in both cities. It was a really cool experience and I think it was interesting for us to kind of test our prejudices or preconceived notions of what people would answer.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that you guys enjoyed it as well. If you are interested or want to, let us know in the comments what your answers to these questions are. If you're from Cincinnati
or from another place in the U.S., I'd also be interested.
Yeah.
Like, what would you think in your city? How much does one need to earn a year to live comfortably?
I think we could get some very varied answers.
Yeah,
on that.
I think so, too. Yeah.
But yeah, with that, we are glad that we were able to get back to you finally after our little unannounced hiatus.
Yes.
And we will be back with you in 2 weeks with another episode.
Yes, probably then remote again, because I don't think we're going to be able to squeeze in another in-person episode. If we'll even be able to see each other at all.
I think we will, hopefully.
I hope so, too.
See each other at least, but I don't think another episode is probably going to happen in person.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for watching and for listening. Make sure that you leave us a rating or a review on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Or, of course, subscribe on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. Leave us a comment, a thumbs up, all the things that you can do to support us. We really appreciate it. Josh is laughing because I really struggled talking today. In my defense, I have been speaking a lot of German the last few days with my brother. But yeah, I hope you guys all have a great rest of your day. And we will be back in 2 weeks.
Until then.
Tschüss.